Every week, our managing producer, Sally Swift, takes on home cooks' challenges with the able-bodied team from America's Test Kitchen. This week, it's Tucker Shaw, who heads up the Cook's Country team.
Hey, Tucker Shaw, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
So I was digging around on your website the other day, looking at some fried chicken recipes, and around recipe 24, I kind of stopped looking. What is with the cult of fried chicken?
Oh, man. I mean, it's just so good, right? There's nothing wrong with fried chicken. Nice, juicy meat and a really crispy exterior. It's just a really, really popular dish. And there's so many different varieties of fried chicken around the country and around the world, to be honest.
So it seems to me, as a cook, that it's kind of a hard recipe to make. Is that true?
You know, I understand that. And I do think there is sort of an emotional price of entry, right, when you think about deep frying anything, really, because it sounds like it might be scary. It sounds like it might be a mess. But the truth is, it's not really that hard to do. And it's relatively difficult to screw up also. If you can get over the idea of having to use a couple of quarts of oil on your stovetop, and then figuring out a way to get rid of that oil when
you're
done.
Right, that's the barrier.
Yeah, and again, it's not that big of a deal. You basically just return the oil to the container that it was in. You can use it a couple of times if you like, but I wouldn't use it forever because it will take on flavors, and then toss it.
It seems to me that one of the great things about fried chicken is that they usually come with a story. They're often family recipes.
Well, I agree, and that's one of the most appealing things about fried chicken, forgetting how delicious it is. It always comes with a story. And one of the things that we focus a lot on in Cook's Country magazine and also on our website is finding these regional variations on recipes or regional specialties. And we travel to different parts of the country to find them. So we do a little bit of field work, and then we bring that knowledge back into the kitchen and develop a recipe that comes as close as we can get. You know, there's nothing better than eating the fried chicken in the kitchen of the person who invented that recipe. But second best thing is to be able to make it at home, and that's what we try to achieve. So we last year developed a recipe for what is called dipped fried chicken, or sometimes it's called just dip fried chicken. And this is a hyper-local recipe that we discovered in Salisbury, North Carolina, which is about halfway between Winston-Salem and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. It's a town of a certain size, you know, not huge, not tiny. But there in 1942, there was a man called Benjamin Franklin Cureton. And he and his wife, Nanny Stevenson Cureton, opened a place called Frankie's. And it was meant to be a burgers and hot dog joint. But they also put fried chicken on the menu, and it became a super popular dish on the menu. And in fact, people stopped asking for the hot dogs and hamburgers and just wanted the fried chicken. But the problem when you're selling fried chicken in a takeout place like Frankie's was, you can't really cook it to order because it takes, you know, 15 minutes or so to fry each piece. Mm-hmm. So they had to figure out a way to keep their fried chicken relatively warm so that when they handed it over to customers, they would have a warm lunch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a moment of invention, which is where, you know, kind of all the best things happen, or a moment of desperation, I should say, Nanny Cureton came up with the idea of dunking the pre-cooked chicken into a hot, what they call a dip. And it's really a sort of a vinegary sauce, much like many of the North Carolina barbecue sauces that you will find that have a very heavy vinegar presence. And they would sort of give the pieces of fried chicken a dunk in the sauce and hand it over. And it brought this really spicy, vinegary, really invigorating flavor to the exterior of the chicken.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
So good. But here's the thing. You've got fried chicken, right? And you've got this lovely, crunchy, craggy coating on the outside. And you dunk it into sauce, and you really run the risk of completely sogging out the exterior of the chicken. So that's a problem. But the solve to that problem is to create an extra crunchy exterior. And that's the thing that makes this chicken kind of so rewarding to eat, is you get an astonishing level of crunch when you grind it between your teeth. And to get there, we make a very simple mixture of flour, a bit of granulated garlic for flavor, some cornstarch to help sort of absorb whatever excess liquid might be lurking on the chicken. And the most important piece is baking powder. And now this adds a little bit of leavening to the coating, much like you would find in baked goods, to create little air pockets, which really gives you that craggy, crunchy exterior.
Oh, it sounds delicious. And then that gets dipped in the sauce, correct?
At Frankie's, they used to dip it in the sauce, but we drizzle. So we create this really spicy vinegary sauce and then drizzle it over the chicken. And it just like winds its way into little crags on the exterior of the chicken and just fills it with flavor.
It just sounds great. I think this may be my first foray into fried chicken. Hey, thanks, Tucker. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw manages the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen. You'll find that recipe for North Carolina dipped chicken at splendidtable.org.